Samuel Paz, P as in Paul, A-Z. I'm an attorney, a civil rights attorney, I was asked to assist this family.
Well, I just saw on the newswire that there has been a suicide from some child who was threatened by their principal with prison time for organizing the walkouts.
Yes.
So can you tell me a little bit about the circumstances that led up to the suicide?
Well, I, as best as I understand, I have spoken with the mother, and she realized that last week during, I think it was Tuesday and Wednesday, there were a number of walkouts from the high school, the Anza Middle School, in the Ontario area, and her son had participated in the walkouts as one of the organizers. And on Thursday, when he went back to school, apparently sometime during the day, he was brought into the vice principal's office and told that because he had tried to, because he was involved in the walkouts, that he was going to be not be able to attend the eighth grade class dance, and he was not going to attend his graduation, and that he was going to be going to prison for 3 years, and because of a prior juvenile offense that he had. So the boy, actually believing him, left and called his mother and told her what happened, and she was, of course, very, very chagrined. She left her work, and by the time she arrived at her home, the boy had gone home and committed suicide. He injured himself very severely, and fortunately, he lived. For another 3 days and donated his organs. I think if there's any silver lining to this, his heart went to a 20-year-old girl in Washington, and because of his donation, she's living. She was apparently only had 3 days left to live. So apparently, his organs went out to four other people as well, and their lives have been made more comfortable because of his donation and his mother's loss, obviously.
Well, I guess that's a small consolation, but I guess concerns me is who are these people that were telling him that he was facing prison? Were those true statements they were making to him?
Well, we don't think so. We don't think that they're true. We think it was certainly a tremendous overreaction. More importantly, I mean, the more basic issue is really that the California Education Code has certain sections that protect the free speech rights of students. This is state law, and there's other sections that protect, that basically say there should be no discipline for any student that exercises their First Amendment rights. And you know, many schools, many good schools, have actually taken these walkouts and turned them into an educational moment, and talking to kids about the importance of civic participation and speaking their mind and being active in a democratic society, and that these are the principles which makes our nation really great. And so some schools have reacted positively, and others have reacted punitively, as would happen in this school.
Now, what's the name of these people who were administrators at the school that threatened this child?
Best as we know, and I don't have a full and complete information because the school has been, they've been on spring break. The boy injured himself on Thursday. We were told that over 200 kids sought counseling on Friday, and then the school went on spring break, and so there's been no one there, and we have not been able to communicate. But my understanding was that the principal or the vice principal involved was a fellow named Bennett, and the school is the DeAnza, that's DeAnza Middle School in the school district of, it's known as the Montclair, Ontario School District.
I see. Now, were any other students threatened in this manner, or was he just singled
as
out?
As I understand, yes, that there were a number of students that were brought into the office and apparently sanctioned and threatened for the walkout. Whether it went to the severity that this boy received, I don't know. that's going to be part of our interviews and information that we're going to be obtaining.
Now, as this Mr. Bennett, has he violated any laws by saying this to these students?
Well, I think he may have. I think he may have overstepped his boundaries, and at this point, we're really not focusing on whether there's any legal ramifications to his actions. Obviously, in hindsight, it certainly is tremendously bad judgment, and we are looking into what will happen after the funeral, but. At this point, the boy is going to be buried on Monday morning, and the mother has asked me to simply assist her as much as I can to let people know what happened, and then we'll talk after that time as to what she wants to do.
I see.
So this is really not about a lawsuit or any particular act, except to she wants to be able to bury her boy, and then after that's over. Take a deep breath and then decide what to do.
I understand. So what can people do who want to offer support to their friends and family?
Well, the information, you should have the information as to where the funeral will be. Any cards or condolences that could be sent can be either sent to the funeral home, or they can be emailed or sent back to me.
Okay.
at my email address, and I will. I have been receiving many from all over the country, and I'll be sending that to her so that she will understand that other people have sympathy for her plight.
The funeral services are open to the public?
Yes, there will be funeral services on Monday, and there's a mass that's being dedicated by the Diocese of San Bernardino has offered to dedicate a mass on his behalf for 11 o'clock on Sunday. So at that time, she will also speak to it'll be the first time that she's actually offered to speak to the press and to the public, and that she'll be doing that at that time.
Okay. Well, that's just a very sad story, and I guess I'm wondering that I've heard there are reports that April 10th is a day that some organizers are planning another series of protests nationwide against the immigration bill.
That's what we understand, and because of that, she does want to talk to the parents and talk to the parents and talk to children and about what she's gone through.
Do you know of any other cases where there have been students who participated in the walkouts that have had such repercussions from there?
I know that there has been I did receive one email and information, and I believe it was I have it here. It was reported in the Long Beach Press Telegram that a principal decided to actually put grease on the school fence in order to prevent children from leaving campus or going over the fence, and then he called apparently called the sheriff's department and threatened the children with arrest, and said that they would they would be taken out of school if there was any kids that tried to walk out.
But putting grease on the fence, that does seem like a pretty strange sort of response. Is there any school district policy, or are these principals just taking things on their own?
I don't know much about that. All I can refer you to is the article. It's written. It was sent to me. Looks like it was dated. It doesn't have a date, but it looks like it's pretty recent. It's by Kevin Butler, staff writer, Long Beach Press Telegram.
I see.
And I received it. It was on the website of the Long Beach Press Telegram. There is a phone number if you want to talk to Kevin Butler.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to me. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Well, just if people have any kind thoughts for the mother who's really just having to deal with this unbearable situation, that I'll be glad to pass them on to her, and hopefully there'll be some meaning to this boy's life.
Is there any kind of fund in lieu of flowers
She's not asked for any, but I know that they are a very small. She's a hairdresser, and her husband is out of work right now. They are very proud people. They have not asked for any donations, but I'm sure that they would be very, very. They would be very useful if people are so inclined.